And a good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk on our spring of 2016. Farmers are thinking about what to do, how to do it to make more money on the farm, or at least make some money this year, and that is a challenge. So, hey, we're talking with Brady Kirchnevy from, grew up around the Lisbon area.
Yes, I did. I grew up southwest Lisbon, about 17 miles, grew up farming, so...
Now you live south of Castleton. Can't, you know, what do they say? They can't. You can take the kid off the farm, but you can't take the farm out of the... You couldn't leave the farm.
No, I couldn't leave the farm. I lived in Fargo for quite a few years, and I looked, I think, for every year to find a place out of town that I could get out of the hustle bustle and get back to farm life.
Good deal. Now you have a company called New Age Farming, and for... Well, Grandpa used... manure. Great grandpa used manure. Grandpa started going with NP and K. Recently, we've gone to the micronutrients. But farmers are always looking at ways to increase their yield, do more things, get more profit, go to the next threshold of higher yield. And now we're talking biologicals. So,
yes. Well, I grew up farming, and we were one of those farms that weren't quite big enough in the mid to late 90s. You know, kind of in a spot where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. You know, the commodity prices weren't there, and you had to find something, or it just wasn't going to pencil out and wasn't going to work, and you were done. And that's what really spurred me to start looking for a product 5-6 years ago, is to help these farmers, you know, change their ways just a little bit, not much, and help them be more profitable. Because I know how it was growing up on a farm. I still love to farm. I help my neighbors. So I wanted to find something out there, and I did. Mm-hmm. I found something that went... This makes sense. You know, it's not a synthetic. It's naturally supposed to be in our soil. It makes sense. So I started studying, and I got into it, and, you know, it's been fantastic. The results we got have been fantastic. I mean, 20 bushel increases in corn.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy.
Well, and this year there's $60 an acre.
Exactly.
Which might be the profit.
Exactly. And, yeah, okay, it might cost you $13 an acre to put it on. But if you're going to get $60, I think it's probably worth it.
That's plus, ROI.
Plus the nematode control that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Before the break, we did mention, it does control nematodes. And another point that you made during the break to me, and that should be repeated, is that as it is using up or destroying or killing these nematodes, it's using them as a food source?
Exactly. So what happens, these little hairs that are going out and a nematode comes in to harm your roots, it actually will take and wrap that hair around that nematode, hold it in place, kill it, and it actually uses it as a food source. So your plant is actually growing more by killing nematodes. It's crazy how nature works.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can go on the internet, type in nematode, type in mycorrhiza, and there is articles and articles of how this is the natural born killer to nematode.
Wow. So anybody out there who's saying, yeah, right, do that and
do it.
Find out. Yeah.
And then call me, because... The product I'm selling is kind of unique to this region. Mycorrhiza, there's several different species. Mm-hmm. Some are for trees. Like if you went out in the Badlands right now, pulled up a sage bush, never been tilled around there, it would have mycorrhiza on it. Same with cactus out in the desert. Their root systems can go for miles because they have mycorrhiza on them. And that's how they survive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been around for 400 million years. But... nobody has really looked into it until now. And now there's so many different species of mycorrhiza that they've found. They have selected 4 to put into this formulation. One is for the nematode control. One is for the nutrient uptake. One is for the water and the drought resistance. And the other one is for root rot. Now, we haven't even got into that.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat, cereal grains, root rot. It protects against all those. And there's tons of studies on those as well you can find on the internet. So... it's really an overall protectant of your root system, plus it expands your root system.
I learned earlier this month that there are thousands of species of bees, honeybees, and to most people, a bee is a bee.
Right.
So I guess it's there are many species of mycorrhiza. That's pretty, again, common in nature that there are more than one species. So do you have to buy different ones, or
nope,
you can use different ones targeting the effectiveness on a certain crop?
Well, you can go on, and there are products out there with one spore, one species of mycorrhiza in it,
mm-hmm,
but which one is it? You know what I mean? What's it going to help you with, really? So my product is these 4 main species are in it already. They're ready to go. They're in there. They're going to do everything you need it to do. So that's what's kind of unique about this product. They have really selected what we need here in the northern plains, mm-hmm. you know, with climate and everything, because there's some species that can't get that cold or they die.
There are some humans that a lot of people from North Carolina discovered in the oil patch a couple of winters ago.
Exactly. So that's why they have selected these four species, and that's why, you know, I specialize in these four species, because they're going to do us the most good, and you as a farmer the most good.
All right. Well, before we get too far into it, the name of the product is?
Mycorrhiza.
All right. And that's it?
That's it.
All right. It's
root fungi.
All right.
It's the good fungi in your soil that's supposed to be there, and, I mean, it's as simple as it can be.
It's the scientific name. It's the product name.
Huh? Yep. That's exactly right. I want to move on a little bit. You know, we have some weed issues out there right now. You know, and most weeds that we deal with are non-mycorrhizal.
Hmm.
Now, what's that mean? Okay, if we put mycorrhiza in our corn or beans, you know, or wheat, whatever, oats, whatever, weeds cannot use this spore to make their root system bigger. So you're still going to have a weed in your field. It's going to be a weak weed because it's going to get starved of the N, P, and K.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you go spray it, it more likely will die because it's a weak weed. And again, tons of studies on that. I have a list of them here that are non-mycorrhizal. I mean, kochia, pigweed, lamb's quarter, chickweed, shepherd's purse, none of them are mycorrhizal plants, so they can't use these spores.
Wow.
Another way nature is saying weed's bad, crop's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting.
And it is. The only crop that we grow around this area that's non-mycorrhizal is sugar beets. They're another one. They can't use it.
All right.
And so, that's a lot of farmers will go, what, can I use it on sugar beets? Will it make my sugar beets bigger? Yeah. No, sorry. It doesn't work that way.
Wow, that's funny. Again, that there's the uniqueness of Mother Nature. She has somehow excluded sugar beets. But I suppose a lot of root crops, mm-hmm. For some reason or another, it just seems to make sense to me at the moment that root crops would not be able to use these. They don't have the root hairs like a plant that has most of its business above ground.
That's exactly right.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, you're making some excellent points. I think farmers are, if they haven't been turning the radio up just yet, they are by now.
Well,
so
they should be, because it's a way that they can really maximize, I mean, their seed genetics, their soil, their overall soil health is going to go up so much. And it took us many, many years to get rid of the mycorrhiza.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a lot of years to get it back. But if we don't start now, we're going to have more nematode problems, more weed issues. All this will just keep snowballing. So, you know, you don't have to put it on every acre on your farm. Try it on a couple hundred, 300 acres. See the difference. Everybody that tried it, you know, last year, they're buying more this year,
mm-hmm.
because they've seen the difference.
All right. Well, is there any geographic area, like is more in the southern end of the valley, west of the Red River, where there is more acceptance? Because farmers are, you know, they're the show me kind of people.
Yeah, and that's right. And that's why I say you don't have to put it on every acre on your farm. If you have a cyst field, maybe a really bad nematode problem, get it on that one first. Get it start to working for you, you know, and keep applying it year after year, and you will see those nematodes disappear.
Wow.
So there is no real geographic region. I mean, I've got guys west of Bismarck, you know, Sioux Falls area. It's a matter of if you're willing to be a progressive farmer and try it. You know, and that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try it. You'll see the difference. You'll see your, soil health improve. You know, you can alleviate some of the cover crops that we're putting on now, which I know are pretty spendy to put on. Because you have such a massive root ball under there. You're biological in your soil is already working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we till 2, 3, 4 times a year. Okay, if you could take one of them tilling out, because every time we till, it's going to bring up mycorrhiza to the top, UV light will kill it. That's why it's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can keep them under the ground as best we can, now I understand farming practices, you know, but we have to keep it underground. And it won't activate, it can sit in a jar on your table for 2 years. They're just dormant spores, just like your trees go dormant in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
They won't activate until it hits soil and they have root tissue next to it. Then all of a sudden, boom, they activate, go into that root, and spread your roots. You know, spread your wings.
Yeah.
You know?
Fascinating. Now, a lot of the, in the last, you know, the bell curve of acceptance is what I'm trying to say, is in the last few years, there have been a few farmers who have tried some of these what's called biologicals, and they've and people and some of small companies have started up, and like New Age Farming, and but now the big guys are getting into biologicals. You know, Monsanto and everybody's doing biologic because it's finally proven the bell curve of acceptance is getting to the top. Everybody's talking biologicals is where it's at,
and that's. It's something I believe in. I mean, it's something I feel like, you know, we've kind of taken a back seat to the fertilizer and that, you know, and just said, okay, if my agronomist is saying I need to put this on, I'm going to put it on and just go. You know, there's an old saying, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
That's the definition of insanity.
Okay, and I wasn't going to say it because I didn't want to offend anybody.
And, yeah, I thought Kip Cullors was the guy who said that, but no, Einstein said that.
Yes, exactly. So let's try something a little different. Okay, and I've seen the results. I know they're there. It's just a matter of the willingness to try it is really what it comes down to.
All right. Well, guys are motivated right now. How do they get a hold of you?
You can call me. That's probably your best way, or email. You can call me at 701-261-1651. Write that down, 701-261-1651. Or you can email me if that's easier at newagefarm@outlook.com.
All right, newagefarm@outlook.com.
Yep.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, let's make some more points here. We'll put a little icing on the cake, Brady.
Yeah, I do have some test results here from last year, and this was down by Wheaton, Minnesota. This was a corn plot. It was a blind plot. The farmer didn't even know what we were putting on his seed. Put it in there, and I mean, and there's they range. Every one was a positive. Okay, every different hybrid we did, but different hybrids do different. I mean, they're mm-hmm. bred for different purposes. We had as much as a 21 bushel increase on corn, as low as a 3 bushel increase. But on that 3 bushel increase, we got 6 point higher test weight.
Wow. Okay.
So that's going to make up quite a bit right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we had higher test weights on every single plot. We had drier corn on every single plot. And we had increased bushels on every single plot. So that's the only thing we did different. We treated the seed with mycorrhiza. That's it. And mm-hmm. like I said, it's so easy to use. Put it right in with your startup fertilizer. Put it right in furrow. Tump it in your tank and go.
About 11 bucks an acre.
Yeah, 11 to 13, depending mm-hmm. upon your population. You know, so it depends on how you're planting. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's into the precision planting. It depends on your population. It actually can go 11 to 15 bucks an acre, depending upon what you're doing.
Sure.
But if you're getting the bushels and the increased test weight and all this back out of it, it's worth it. And like I say, I know guys out there right now go, holy crap, 15 bucks an acre. Are you kidding me? I can't put that yeah. on. Yeah, you can. And I'll tell you why. Call your agronomist and say, hey, I want to put 20 bucks, 25 bucks less fertilizer on per acre. Okay? Because you have a bigger root system. Your root system is going to reach deeper, wider. It's going to get you just as much, if not more, nutrients with that bigger root system.
By spending 15, you're saving 5.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So put 20, 25 bucks on, or less fertilizer, put this on, so you're already 5, 10 bucks ahead, and you're gonna get better results.
Wow.
So
if you want the best crops, you got to use the best.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I know it's not for everybody, but all I'm asking is give me a call. You know, if you got questions, whatever, I'll explain it. Try it. Mm-hmm. Because once you try it and you see it, you'll get it. And with the nematode control and everything else, you're spending that money to control nematodes anyway. Why not put it into a bigger root system and more bushels per acre?
All righty. Brady Kirchnevy from, started out on the farm in Lisbon. Now he lives on his own farm there south of Castleton. And
yep.
So, Brady, again, your phone number is?
701-261-1651. And I want to leave you with one thing.
Okay.
If you don't think you need mycorrhiza in your soil, tell you what, leave me a 20 by 20 patch in your field, and I'll come out and I will plant treated seed versus non-treated seed. Just that little thing, just for a little test plot, and you'll see the difference.
For all the guys out there who are saying, yeah, right, prove it. You're going to do that.
I'm going to do that.
All right, Brady Kirchnevy, newagefarm@outlook.com, the email.
Yep, gotcha. Yep, you can get me by email or phone. Either one works great. If I don't answer, I'm probably on another line. Leave me a message. I'll call you back right away.
Okay. Well, Brady, great to visit with you.
Yes.
This is it's really some good news for farmers. This is an opportunity to make some money, make more money, have a positive cash flow, do good things for the soil, and just doing the right thing.
That's right. You know, killing nematodes. I don't like the little buggers, so...
They're on every wanted poster in every post office anyway.
That's exactly right. Everywhere I walk into, they got a big nematode poster.
Yeah. So,
I always tell them, hey, I know how to kill them.
All right. Well, Brady, great to visit with you. Thank you. And I guess this is the first discussion of several that we'll have. So
yep.
Maybe we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah. I got another product here in a couple months that if you're really greedy and want more bushels, we can get you more bushels.
There are some that are.
Yep.
And that's okay.
All right. Thank you, Mick.
You bet. New Age Farm at Outlook.com. Brady Kirchnavy. All right. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. Back with more after this here in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio. This is Farm Talk.